back, Flash Fanatics, to another episode of Back in a Flash. My name's Steven.
And I'm Meg.
And this week, we're bringing you a special episode. We are actually in Central City, Nebraska, recording this episode.
On the road.
Really small town out here.
In the middle of nowhere, Nebraska.
But we're both from Nebraska. We enjoy the Nebraska country. So we decided to take a trip out here and enjoy the local scenery and check out the local diner. We went to a place called Waffles and More for brunch today.
Oh,
it was nice.
Oh, it was delicious. And they definitely had more.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really nice. It was a good time.
And we also saw the high school.
Yep.
The Central City High School.
Yep, yep. And we'll have a picture of that up on our post for this episode of our podcast.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're going to talk about this week's episode, which featured not just one, but two tricksters.
Yes.
We had Mark Hamill reprising his role from the 1990 Flash series as Jesse James, trickster.
James Jesse. Right?
Yes, James Jesse, like Jesse James, only more twisted.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
thank you. Which actually, so if you haven't watched the old series, that line that Joe West had when they introduced James Jesse was taken verbatim from the old episode that introduced Mark Hamill in the 90s. One of the
characters. I did not know that, but it was so smooth.
Yeah,
well,
it was.
I mean, perfect
it was.
Explanation.
It didn't feel out of place or odd. And it was a nice nod to the previous era.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure anybody that's seen it was like, oh, that's perfect. So good.
Yeah. No, there were actually quite a few nods to the old series. Because I've watched it now. I hadn't when we started this podcast, but I've since watched the entire 90s series, which is really fun. If you can get past the like campiness and corniness of 90s fashion and all of that stuff, it's a pretty good show.
Cool.
Yeah. And this episode especially had a lot of nods. We've seen a couple in the past. There's some different things they've done with visual elements in the show, like Barry shaking the vial
mm-hmm.
in his lab that they show in the intro every day. That is something that they did in the old series as well, along with his shoes smoking when he runs in his normal shoes and his shoes start to like smoke from running on the street. They did that in the old series. Yeah, there's a lot of things that they kind of just like subtly referenced that.
That's cool.
Because they're kind of timeless things for the character. They worked in the 90s and they work now still. It was really...
Plus, I'm sure everybody that has seen it is really excited and very, like, mm-hmm. pleased to have those little references thrown in there.
Right. And they're not a big enough deal that it's, like, jarring to people that haven't seen it, you know?
Right.
That was really cool. We also... So, along with Mark Hamill, we also saw John Wesley Shipp playing Henry Allen again, right?
Uh-huh. A lot of him in this episode, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. This episode had a lot of 90s show throwbacks. So those two, and then also, we talked a little bit earlier, the mayor in this episode was played by a person that played a police officer in the old series. I think his name is Vito D'Ambrosio.
Yeah.
And he played a police officer in the old series.
And you
regularly.
And I were joking about how he must have just like worked. It's been long enough now that he's worked himself up through.
Right.
You know.
Because he was the same character. Like the name they gave him as the mayor was the same name that he had as the detective in the old series.
Right.
He
just worked himself up to the mayor.
He just worked up to being mayor of Central City.
Right on.
So along with those three actors, they also did a lot of stuff with the set, especially of Trickster's Lair, to make it look a lot like the old series. So the mural that you saw on the garage door of the...
With a big clown?
The clown mm-hmm. holding the balloons. Mm-hmm. That was taken almost exactly from the old series, as well as just, like, the cluttered look of his lair, right? All of the, like, junk everywhere and the mannequin with the weird, creepy smile.
Ooh, that mannequin. Yeah. It haunts me in my dreams.
Yeah.
It is so creepy.
Yeah. Well,
I loved it, but right. It was so creepy, you know?
Yeah. That's...
So mannequins are creepy in general, but that one especially, because it just... The grin on its face. Like, how... Yeah. Where'd they find that?
Yeah. So... That mannequin and the whole set that they used there was designed to look a lot like the old series. Anyways, we also saw a bunch of new stuff in this episode. We were introduced to a new trickster as
right.
well. Axel Walker.
A little mini-me.
Right, yeah. And so
who apparently is Trickster's son.
Right.
What?
In the ultimate Star Wars nod.
Ever. I am your father. I was right. like, no!
Right. Mark Hamill getting to tell the new Trickster that he is his father. And I don't know. I mean, when he first said it, I was thinking, like, this probably should just be a trick.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, lying about it.
That's what I thought, too.
But in the 90s series, in the finale episode, he had like a Harley Quinn-type character. So Trickster had a sidekick named Prank in the finale.
Uh-huh.
And she was this admirer of his, very much like the Joker-Harley Quinn dynamic, if you're familiar with them.
So she's crazy.
She is.
Cool.
She is. But it's very... very possible that they did have a child, and they're saying that this is that child.
Oh, man.
So it could be that it wasn't meant to be a prank, and he was being genuine.
Wow.
But either way, clearly a successor for the Trickster.
Yes.
And someone that we'll probably be seeing more of in the show at some point. And Devin Grayson, I think, is the actor's name.
Uh-huh.
That played Axel Walker, and he did a great job with that. So
yes.
We're looking forward to seeing him more, and hopefully...
he was super animated and expressive and everything. So I really... It was over the top, but I think that's what you expect from that character, you know?
Right.
Like, that's what you're looking for
right.
in a crazy person, so...
Right. More than, honestly, any other villain on the show. Trickster, yeah, you can go over the top crazy with Trickster. That's completely acceptable.
Yeah. Trickster played the longest game ever in the history of ever.
Right.
In order to break out of his cell, it seems.
Yeah.
So do you think that we'll see more of the older Trickster as
Mark
well
Hamill?
As the younger Trickster?
I don't know if we'll see more of Mark Hamill or not. I know that the producers want to. I was reading an interview that they did. They did a bunch of publicity before this episode aired and
obviously,
did
yeah.
Q&A stuff with Mark Hamill. And Andrew Kreisberg was asked, again, Andrew Kreisberg is one of the showrunners. He was asked if they had plans for Mark Hamill to come back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he'd love to. Mark Hamill didn't give any definite yes or no of if he was going to or not.
Sure.
But he said that they'd love to have him back on, and specifically said that they'd love to have him interact with Wentworth Miller's Captain Cold.
And that would be pretty amazing.
And see how they play off of one another, with Captain Cold being as, like, calculated and plan-centric as he is, and Trickster just being off the rails crazy.
Right, a loose cannon.
Right.
How funny would that be? Those two would be dynamite together, I think, in the same episode.
Maybe literally.
Maybe. Oh, goodness. But also, a couple of other, like, huge things happened in this episode with...
There were so many huge things in this episode.
What I don't understand, or what I cannot fathom, is how they are going to continue on this trajectory of, like, awesomeness.
Right.
They are just
upping the ante every single time.
Every week, every episode, it's just better and better and better. And I'm like, how can this continue to get better? It's blowing my mind, but they are just... knocking it out of the park. They're nailing it. Right. In this episode, they had two huge reveals of Barry himself, like, revealing himself to... not revealing himself. Revealing that he's Barry Allen.
Right.
In the Flash suit.
Right.
To his dad, who... He had
pretty much known.
I mean, they've had this conversation previously. Right,
there wasn't any shock or surprise.
Right, but this is the first time you got to see him.
Right, right.
And his response was perfect. He's like, you always looked good in red, so that's awesome.
Yep.
But then he also showed Eddie.
Yeah.
He revealed himself to Eddie.
Right.
Which I thought was so weird. Like, I kind of thought that Eddie would be the last to know, that Iris would know before Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Yeah. And it kind of just makes me wonder, like, what are they really benefiting from keeping the secret from Iris at this point?
Well, yeah, at this point, I mean, everybody knows but her.
Everybody knows but her, and if the argument is, like, to protect her from those who...
might want to hurt the Flash.
Might want to hurt the Flash, mm-hmm. then it's not a very strong argument, because people have already targeted her because she writes stories about the Flash.
Right.
Like, she's developed an association, even if she doesn't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the only reason you're not telling her would be that you think she's not capable of keeping the secret.
Right, because she's a journalist, like, she's just gonna go ahead and write a big article like, oh, I found out who the Flash was, or I mean, yeah. I sincerely doubt that Iris would do anything like
I think it's time that they all just realize that this idea of keeping the secret is no longer worthwhile.
I can see why Eddie would fight that now, though. Like,
right.
I understand from his perspective why he is going to probably try to dissuade anybody from telling Iris that Barry is the Flash, because he's going to assume that as soon as she finds out that she's going to, you know, all over him.
I guess the way I understood his conversation with Joe and Barry was that he was wanting to tell her. You know, he wanted to tell her because he's a good guy and he wants to be open and honest with...
his best friend for life?
The person that he's in love with, mm-hmm. in a relationship with. And this is a secret that is very big, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and he feels a sense of loyalty to Joe being his partner in the police force.
Sure.
So it's kind of put him in a bit of a tricky situation.
Yeah, I can see where he would want to be honest with her, because if she finds out that he knows and didn't tell her, then she's going to be hurt, and it's going to drive, mm-hmm. you know, a wedge between them. But if he tells her and she finds out that it's Barry and that he's also essentially a superhero, I mean, how... he is probably fearful that she would dump him for Barry then at that point, you know, and...
yeah, maybe. I could see that.
I could see that that would be, like, his thought process. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place with this. But,
mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting, though, because now he knows, and I do feel like she will find out, and she'll find out that Eddie knows, and that is going to drive a wedge between them.
Probably.
It's probably going to cause some issues mm-hmm. in the future.
I don't know how there's going to be room or time in these last few episodes of the season to address all of the different things that they've opened up.
Mm.
But they just pack so much into every episode.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
these last few episodes are
going to
be
sure.
really fun.
Yeah.
Because we have, I think, 5 episodes left. 18, 19, 20,
That's
21,
it?
22.
Only five episodes
left in this season.
Oh.
But it's already been renewed for season 2.
Of course.
So.
But that just means that I'll have to wait.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah. So, what else did we have in this? We had lots of Trickster.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of big reveals. Another nod to the 90s series that I didn't mention earlier was that the trench coat that John Wesley Shipp was wearing apparently was the trench coat that he wore in the 90s series as the Flash.
Really?
Right.
That's cool.
I mean, it's a pretty subtle little piece.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was. So that was fun, you know. It's good to have whatever nods you can like that, as long as they don't stick out, and they didn't. They mm-hmm. were all really well done and subtle.
There wasn't much of Cisco or Caitlin in this episode or any of really the Star Labs team.
No.
I know that they talked about Walls. Was the big thing! That was the big thing. How could we have almost forgotten about that?
That was the big thing.
Wow.
There was just so much in the episode.
Yeah.
And Harrison Wells has been such a big revelation in the past, like, 3 episodes with him admitting that he's Eobard Thawne, and then this episode, Harrison Wells had a whole previous life and was not Eobard Thawne until the night that Nora was murdered. And so the revelation that we got in this episode was that Eobard Thawne traveled back in time to kill... He was attempting to kill Barry from the admission that Harrison/Eobard gave to Cisco a couple episodes back.
Right.
Instead, murdered Nora Allen. Mm-hmm. And was then trapped in the year 2014.
Right. Because he ran out of...
Ran out of Speed Force energies.
Yes.
Connection to the Speed Force had been tethered, had been clipped, and he was stuck in this era. Mm-hmm. So he needed to speed up the process of building the particle accelerator, which is why he came after Harrison Wells, who had been contemplating this project already. He tracked Harrison Wells down and stole his body.
Yeah, body snatching.
Body snatching.
Yeah.
Big time. Stole Harrison Wells' body, essentially killed him. Looked like he was just like...
Killed him. Killed his wife.
Crisp. Killed his wife, Tess Morgan, who's been mentioned a couple times before.
Right.
And he's been living as Harrison Wells ever since.
Right.
So...
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. I don't know how... It'll be interesting to see how this finishes out in the rest of the season. So, episode 19, they just gave us an episode description for... And we're going to have, in episode 18, we have Ray Palmer and Felicity Smoke are going to be coming to Central City.
Yay!
With the Atom suit.
Awesome!
And that episode's going to be called All-Star Team-Up with Atom and Barry Allen. And my guess is that they will get on very well. I expect they'll be fast friends.
I see what you did there. What was the description?
So, there's that one, and they're facing off against a villain that's like the Bug-Eye Bandit, I think.
Oh, okay.
I forget the villain's name exactly. Emily Kinney is the actress that's going to be playing her. And then episode 19 is the one that I was going to tell you about, because episode 19 is literally called Who is Harrison Wells?
Oh!
That's the name of the episode. And in that episode, Cisco and Joe are going to travel to Starling City to investigate, and they're going to visit Detective Lance and his daughter.
Yeah, Laurel.
Laurel, yes.
Which we've seen some screenshots of.
We've seen a couple little snippets from the Paisley Center, from the Paley Fest footage. It should be a lot of fun. Cisco's gonna learn that Laurel is Black Canary.
Yeah.
And if you're keeping up on the Arrow universe, there's lots of different stuff that's been happening there that I expect will play into it slightly, with Oliver's identity being outed in the latest episode. Big stuff going on in Starling City, big stuff going on in Central City.
Right.
And racing to the finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that Joe and Barry have now brought Eddie on into the fold so that they, with Harrison Wells, you know, telling him about that whole situation so that they can have another person that's kind of on board with
helping
that.
Helping to investigate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it, keeping it on track and everything.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting, I think, for Barry to discover, because right now he's harboring such resentment against this guy that, I don't know, it'll be hard for him to deal with, I think, if they figure it out.
Yeah.
Which...
I liked how they kind of got him past that resentment, though.
Yeah.
You know, Joe talked with Barry and said, you know, regardless of what Harrison Wells might have done or what he might have been involved with, he's still Harrison Wells. He's still the scientist that you idolize.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's helping you.
It's part of your character to see the best in people.
Yeah.
And so that's what you need to keep doing. You need to keep seeing the best in him and working with him despite these suspicions that you might have.
It's lovely that that Joe is keeping Barry on the righteous path. He's helping him to stay pure and true to
his character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's nice because it also means that the show as a whole is going to avoid getting into too overly dramatic of tones. Keep it a bit lighter, which is nice. But anyways, so those are some of the things we've got coming up in the next few episodes. We also know that in one of the last few episodes, we're going to see both Firestorm and Oliver Queen, Arrow,
mm-hmm.
in an episode of The Flash. I think it's the finale, probably.
Which is going to be awesome!
It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And that episode is called Rogue Heirs. And it'll also feature the Rogues, right?
It's just going to be everybody.
It's going to be a lot of people. A lot of stuff going on.
What I truly love about these two shows is they're completely independent upon themselves, like of their storylines and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's so much more fun when you watch both of them because they work so well, like side by side together,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're all, you don't have to watch both of them, but it's just better if you do.
Yeah.
You have more story that you don't even know about. And we have talked about a little bit that they're doing the spinoff show of Arrow and Flash.
Right.
And they've announced a couple of characters that they've been casting mm-hmm. recently.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Hawk Girl?
Hawk Girl and Rip Hunter were both just cast for the show. I don't recall the name of the girl that's playing Hawk Girl. But Arthur Darvill is going to be playing Rip Hunter, and you might know him from Doctor Who. He played Rory the Roman.
Awesome! I love Rory!
Yeah, no, he was a lot of fun in Doctor Who, and so Rip Hunter is actually a time traveler, so he's going from time traveler's companion to full-blown time traveler.
Awesome! That is such a perfect dichotomy.
It is. It is.
Yes!
So that'll be a lot of fun. Really hope that show takes off. Last I heard, they're talking about having that launch mid-season next season.
And they still haven't said anything about, like, what it's going to be about or what it's going to be like. Or
titled or anything. All we've heard is the names of the people that are going to be
in it. That have been cast so far.
And it's a bunch of people that we've seen in these two shows and a handful of completely new people. And that's just up to us to speculate about what it'll be.
Yes.
So, what's your wildest speculation for this show?
I don't know. We've already talked about how it
should meanwhile.
Be meanwhile, yes.
Meanwhile, right.
The girl that was cast for Hot Girl, her name's Sierra Renee.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know who she is, but...
I think she's a fairly new up-and-coming actress.
Yeah, she looks...
Her resume on IMDb was fairly short at this point.
Mm-hmm. Do you know much about Hawk Girl or what her powers are or anything like that?
I know she's Thanagarian, and that's about it.
What is that?
Thanagarian. It's a alien race.
Oh, do they have a specific power or anything that's indicative to the race? Or
not that I'm especially aware of, no.
Cool. And what was the other character's name?
Rip Hunter.
Rip Hunter. And do you know anything about that one?
Time Traveler.
I mean, apart from that?
That's about it.
Just Time Traveler?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, Time Traveler, that's some pretty sweet skills.
It's a big deal.
So,
especially with them opening the door to time travel in Flash. Like, it's going to be a big thing in the DC television universe. So having a Time Traveler on the show means quite a lot, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Absolutely.
But mad dash to the finish line. I think that we'll wrap up our episode here. And see you in a couple weeks. The Flash is taking next week off, but it'll be back on, let's see, what's Tuesday? Tuesday is going to be the 7th. I think it's back on the 14th. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Should be the 14th that the Flash comes back, and that'll be the All-Star Team-Up episode with Adam and Felicity. So get excited for that. We know we are.
Super pumped.
And now that Ray is injected with nanobots.
Yes.
Maybe he'll be doing some shrinking on the Flash as well. That'd be cool.
Yes.
Anyways, that's all we got. We'll do another episode in 2 weeks after the new episode of The Flash airs. Make sure you watch it. And then come listen to our podcast again. We'll be back in a flash.